Paradise of Death, Episode 2.
Stand back! Stand back! No, no, don't move him. Don't move either of them.
Is he...
Greber's broken his neck.
But the doctor...
It'd be a miracle for anybody to survive a fall from that height.
Make way, please. Mind your backs. What happened?
Well, they both fell from the top of the lift scaffolding. Must be 200 feet. The roof of the entry porch broke their fall, but this fellow's a goner. No doubt of that.
Yeah, we got a call that some guy was threatening to jump. I'm afraid this one's gone too.
Oh, no!
Sorry, love. That's the way it is. The doc will have to confirm it, but I'm afraid there's no doubt. Okay, Trev.
But the doctor...
I'm sorry, Miss Smith. Sarah Jane. We just have to face it. The doctor is dead.
And you're quite sure?
They've both been taken to the mortuary.
A dreadful tragedy. Exactly what we wanted.
It was on the news. There's a crowd outside, like Trafalgar Square on New Year's Eve. They'll have the gate down if I don't let them in soon.
Are your people ready?
As ready as they'll ever be.
Then let them in, dear boy. Let them in. My dear Brigadier, I cannot begin to tell you how devastated we are. Aren't we, Tregan?
Devastated.
How can we express the way we...
Well, kind of you, but be that as it may, I'm here on official business. I have to ask you to cancel the opening of Spaceworld this afternoon.
Do you indeed? And I have to tell you that I have no intention of complying. You're too late anyway.
What?
If you listen, you'll no doubt be able to hear the baying of the great British public bent on pleasuring itself. Or is that the phrase I'm after?
Well, we shall have to clear them all out, then. As officer commanding the United Nations Intelligence Task Force in the UK, I'm empowered, under the treaty, to...
But there are so many forms of power, aren't there? Before you get stuck in the political mire of exactly who has the power to do what and to whom, I would strongly advise you to read this letter. It hurts the pride, doesn't it? Falling flat on one's face. Never mind. I'm sure Mummy will kiss it better.
But, General, it was a letter from the Prime Minister. Not just from his office. A personal letter guaranteeing him and his precious corporation freedom from any interference of any kind whatsoever.
Very frustrating. But what do you expect me to do about it?
Well, surely, sir. The commanding officer of the whole of units could override...
Flatter me, Brigadier. We are bound by the United Nations Treaty. Remember the host country clause? Here in Geneva, we get this sort of thing coming in every day.
I see. Would you have any objection if I went over your head to New York?
To the Secretary General? Well, you could try, I suppose. I don't hold out much hope.
Did you know him well?
Not all that well, but he was a good man and a brave one. Silly, I know, but I feel as if I'd lost my best friend.
I don't think it's silly at all.
Oh, you're very sweet, Jeremy. Oh, this is no good. Life must go on. He'd want it to. We'd better get back to the office and get these pics developed.
Oh, look. There's that Brigadier chap.
Where?
There. Sitting in that little old car. The yellow one, talking on the phone.
Oh, it's the doctor's car. He calls... He used to call her... Bessie.
But Secretary General...
To the contrary, you would be well advised to buckle up Mr. Waite's feathers, as the saying goes. It is of the utmost imperative that he is not to be made upset.
But if the Paragon Corporation...
Understand me clear, Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart. You will be held personally responsible if, through any action of yours, there are any hitches in these... delicate negotiations.
But what negotiations?
I have said quite too much already. Goodbye.
Blast!
No, Sarah, it's all rubbish. I mean, Atlantis, alien monsters. I'm not the editor of a Sunday tabloid.
Of course you're not. You're the dearest, cleverest, sweetest, loveliest editor, the best glossy on the market.
You noticed?
It'd be a sort of... tribute to the unknown genius in our midst. Who was this man? All that stuff. And shots of the crab-clawed camellias to sauce it up a bit.
But there aren't any.
What?
There aren't any shots of the crab-clawed what's-it. I just got them back from Anthony.
Here.
Waste of a film, he says.
Let me have a look.
There's nothing to look at. Just shots of an empty space. You can see the wooden walls, and that's the lot. The Brigadier needs to know about this. He should be back at Unit HQ by now. May I use your phone, Clorinda?
Be my guest.
Well, not much doubt how Mr. Gribber bought his exit pass. Next gentleman, please, Mr. Wilkins.
Uh-huh. They tell me that you... are you Dr. Willow?
It's Professor Willow.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Lethbridge Stewart, Professor.
Oh, yes, of course. You're in charge of the, how do you do?
How do you do?
Well, I was just about to have a look at this.
Yeah, the doctor, yes. That's why I've come. It suddenly crossed my mind that,
That's odd.
What is it?
Wilkins, you must have made a mistake. This man hasn't fallen from 200 feet.
Well, he certainly did. I saw him fall.
Yes, but there doesn't appear to be a single bone broken.
Ah, well, that's just it, you see.
Still as dead as last Sunday's joint, though. We'd better take a look at his innards.
Stop!
Not squeamish, are you, Brigadier?
No, of course not. It's just that I happen to know the doctor, and, well, it's just possible that... Well, there was at least one other occasion when...
If you're suggesting that there's the remotest chance of reviving this man... Spontaneous remission of death is somewhat rare in my...
Good grief!
Oh, my God!
There you are, you see.
Look, would you mind taking that scalpel a little further away from my abdomen? You'll do me a mischief in a minute.
But thank you.
I mean, you were dead.
Was I? Yes, well, clearly I'm not now. Lethbridge Stewart, look, would you be so good as to find my clothes, old chap? It's a trifle parky without them.
Well, thank you for trying. Do you think you could give me that other number? The phone in Bessie. I'm sorry, in the doctor's car. Yes? Yes. Thank you very much. See you later.
Where are you going?
Back to Space World, of course. I'm going to find out what exactly is going on.
Can I come too?
Oh, Jeremy.
I'm awfully good at keeping watch.
My dear Brigadier, it's just a simple matter of bone relaxation. If you should find yourself falling from a great height, bone relaxation can help you.
But that's physiological rubbish.
Yes, well, of course it is. I was using shorthand. More strictly speaking, it is analogous to the breakdown and regeneration of larval tissue in the formation of a pupa.
I'd still say...
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is Professor Willow, the doctor.
Professor Mortimer Willow? Who wrote that paper on the post-mortem agglutination of red blood cells in victims of carbon monoxide asphyxiation?
The same.
Oh, I'm very pleased to meet you, sir. An excellent piece of work.
Thank you. I quite agree.
What's more to the point, Doctor, is that it was Professor Willow who wrote the post-mortem report on the victim of the attack on Hampstead Heath.
Of course. And you have the body here?
Yeah, you were in the fridge with him.
Any chance of a quick glance?
With the greatest of pleasure. Well, don't just stand there, Wilkins.
Sorry, Prof.
Now, as I said, the case presents some very strange features. Mm. You can see for yourself, the marks of the teeth and the tearing of the flesh are extremely atypical.
Yeah, to say the least.
Well, what's more, since the initial report, I have found even more reason for puzzlement. I have analysed the traces of the saliva on the deceased's clothes, what was left of them. And of all things, it turns out to be acidic.
Acidic? Then that settles it. The creature who perpetrated this horror is not of this planet. Thank you, Mr. Wilkins. I think we've seen plenty. Wait. Look.
What?
There's a hair.
Where?
Well, there, man, there, as plain as the nose on your face, under the nail of the first digit of the left hand.
I examined the nails.
It's nearly a millimetre in length. I can't think how you came to miss it. Well, don't just stand there. Give me a microscope slide. Got it. Now then, microscope. Microscope.
Wilkins.
Yes. Aha.
What is it?
Take a look for yourself.
Thank you. Well, well, well.
What can you see?
This did not come from a mammal. And if he wasn't attacked by a mammal, what in heaven's name did attack him?
You are wrong, Tregon.
I think not, Chairman.
It's far better if you return to Paracon forthwith and take Fido and Fifi with you. The sooner you go, the sooner we are safe.
I should still feel happier.
The only person who might have posed a threat has been dealt with. The doctor is dead.
Forgive us for barging in unannounced.
Doctor!
But your secretary seems to have gone home for the evening.
Doctor? But we were told...
Yeah, well, you shouldn't believe everything that you hear, Mr. Creed. Now, we'd like to have a little chat.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure. Mr. Tragen, it might be as well if you put those arrangements we were discussing in hand straight away.
Yes, of course, Mr. Freeth.
You're not going far, I hope.
Relatively speaking, no. If you will excuse me, gentlemen.
I gather you've been having a little chat with an old friend of mine, Brigadier, in New York.
Yes, that's right.
You'll no doubt be gratified to hear that your attempt to go to the top of the tree has borne fruit. I am, so to speak, a peach ripe for the plucking.
Sir?
We have agreed that I should keep no more secrets from you. In her words, that I should come clean as the driven snow. I'm sure you recognize the style. So, what do you want to know?
Space World will be closing in 5 minutes' time. Thank you for visiting us. Space World will be closing in 5 minutes' time.
Hiya!
Jimmy, get down to the ceiling. I've got pins and needles.
Oh, it's all right. There's nobody in here. They've all gone. I say... That old Camellia's thingy is lying down sort of chewing like a cow. Oh, no, what? Shh.
Anybody here? Okay, Del. Camellia's is clear.
He's gone. Good Lord.
What is it? Well, well, well. It's all gone.
Desert and all.
Switched off. They've just switched him off. No wonder he didn't come out on the film.
A non-mammalian hare. So, are you suggesting that one of our little monsters from outer space escaped from Space World last night and did the noughties? Well, since we're playing the truth game, let me tell you something.
Yes, well, I'll save you the trouble. The creatures in your exhibits are mere hallucinations. A more complex version of experienced reality induced in the audience's brains by a radiated matrix of modulated psychomagnetic beams.
My, my, aren't we the clever clogs. I hate to admit it, but you have it exactly right. It's all an illusion.
Good heavens above. I'd have sworn that
if you tried to touch one of our little family, your hand would go right through it. So how could one of them have harmed that poor fellow?
Yes, well, you're missing the point, Mr. Freeth. If those animals are a form of ER, then the experience of them has been recorded. They're all images of real creatures. I recognized your so-called crab-clawed camellias as soon as I saw it.
You recognized it? Who are you, Doctor?
Somebody who spent a long weekend on Aldebaran 2 a few years ago. Too long a weekend. The food was disgusting.
Yes, it is, isn't it? How many recipes are there for cactus pulp?
You're not from Earth at all, are you? You come from the other side of the galaxy.
It's a fair cop. I'll go quietly.
You mean that you admit...
No. I was speaking metaphorically. A bad habit of mine. I have no idea how that poor young man died. I was merely agreeing that I and my friends are, so to speak, an ethnic minority on this planet. Let me bare my breast and tell you all as I promised. Then you'll be in a better position to make a judgment.
But why are we checking them all? If one monster's a fake, they all will be.
Second rule of investigative journalism, Jeremy. Never take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. The flesh-eating griffin seems to have gone home for his tea as well.
What's the first rule? Of investigative journalism?
Oh, get your expenses sorted out.
Oh, come on. Let's go and have a look at the spaceships.
So you see, there's nothing more sinister going on than an ordinary commercial venture. We have been secretly negotiating with your leaders for some time.
Secret negotiations? About a funfair?
Is that good scotch, Lethbridge Stewart?
What? No. Best drop of malt I've tasted since my grandfather died.
Mm. And this sherry can only be described as noble. Mr. Freeth wants to get us on his side.
I said you were a clever clogs, Doctor.
He knows how wary the human tribe is of foreigners. What sort of a welcome do you think a gang of alien carpetbaggers from outer space would get?
Not quite the expression I might have used myself. But fundamentally, Doctor, you've hit it on the button. Or even the nose. Our proposals can only be of benefit to the economy of your world. A valuable new export market for a new product. Cheap imports of every kind. The benefit of advanced technologies which can offer a life of ease and luxury to the vast majority of your people. We have a paradise of our own on Paracon. We want you to share it.
So, you plan to get the public on your side before it's revealed that you come from outside the solar system. Give them a spoonful of honey to help the pill go down.
Well done, Brigadier.
Exactly right. Except that in this case, it'll turn out to be honey. Honey. Honey.
Don't understand why we're looking inside all these spaceship ride thingies. They never pretended that they were anything but simulations all the time.
That's right. But we didn't see inside all of them, did we? Perhaps they're using one of them as a camera.
Shh! Someone coming.
And return at once to be ready to pick up Chairman Freeth. He may need to leave in a hurry.
Yes, First Chairman Freeth.
It's that one who took Mr. Gribber away. I'm going to follow him.
They're stopping.
Now, do we have to feed the guards before we go? You know what this'll be like if they're hungry.
Couldn't find much, but they've had two cats apiece, a Labrador and a Cocker Spaniel. They're quite satisfied.
They don't sound very satisfied to me.
Oh, I say. The rotten lot.
What did I tell you? Here, take this.
What is it?
I wrote down the Briggs phone numbers. Go and ring him. Get him here. I'm going in to have a look.
Ordinary commercial venture, my eye. A great deal more to it than that, Brigadier, you may be sure.
What do you mean, this PR idea? Softening up the public and all that?
Yes, exactly. It's the same as throwing maggots into the river to attract the poor fish you hope to have for dinner.
Your choice of metaphor is hardly flattering.
It wasn't intended to be.
Lethbridge Stewart?
Ah, hello. It's Jeremy Fitzoliver. Sarah Jane Smith asked me to ring. It's sort of urgent, really. Well, I mean, a bit.
Well, what's up?
We found those dog thingies that killed that man. At least we think we have. Sarah's gone into their kennel. I mean...
Where are you?
Just across the road from it. I can see it from here. I say, doors are closing.
Yeah, but where are you, man?
I said, in the phone box opposite the... Oh, I see what you mean. In that road where all the space rides are. That's it, you see. Sarah's gone into one of them. I can hardly see it now they've closed the door. It's so dark, but...
What is it?
It's taking off. I mean, it's a real... Oh, no. They've gone. They've gone off with Sarah Jane.
Creston.
Yes, Vice Chairman Tregan.
Warn me when you're about to make the jump into hyper.
Will do. You've quite a while yet. We have to clear the solar system first.
Very good.
Get down! Stand down! That's better.
I think you better come out now. Yes, you. Trying to hide behind the spacesuit rack.
Hey!
Well, well, it's the journalist girl.
I warn you, the Brigadier knows that I'm here.
Oh, is that so? And where's the Brigadier? Exactly.
Could you put those creatures away?
By all means. Come on now, come on.
Come on. Vice Chairman Tregan, the weight ratio has changed. We're carrying more than we should. I think we should check before we make the jump.
Yes, Creston, we have a stowaway.
Is everything all right?
Thank you, yes, everything's under control.
Where are we going?
To my home planet, Paracon. And frankly, my dear, to arrive with you as a passenger might prove something of an embarrassment. On the other hand...
What are you going to do with me?
Oh, a good question. To which I'm sure I shall find an answer. But in the meantime, we must try to make you comfortable.
Oh, thank you.
Or would it be more fun to make you uncomfortable? You see, although by definition the journey through hyperspace takes no time at all, subjectively it's tediously long.
So?
I shall be glad to have something to distract me. We must think up some little games... I'm very good at thinking up little games.
And did you recognize this man she was following?
Well, yes. It was the one Mr. Greville went with.
Careful, Doctor. You nearly clipped that one.
You heard what Jeremy said. Sarah's been abducted by Tragen. It's quite clear to me...
Moron!
If you don't know the width of your car, you shouldn't be driving it.
Pete's sake, Doctor. Slow down.
She's in the hands of a ruthless sadist who would stop at nothing. We have to get after her.
What? Well, how?
In the TARDIS, of course.
Why do you want to tie me up? I can't do you any harm, and I certainly can't escape.
Indeed. But that wouldn't be half the fun.
Fun?
Well, you see... Now, that's not too tight. It's all part of the game we're going to play.
What game?
It's called How Far Do I Have to Go Before She...
Before She what?
Well, that's just it. There are so many variations. How far do I have to go before she... begs me for a kiss, starts screaming, dies. There, that's it. Quite comfortable. It won't be long now before the hyperjump.
What are you doing, Doctor?
The psychotelemetric circuit. Unless I repair it, we'll never get to Paragon. I mean, we know where the planet is, within a few thousand light years.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, well, I do. Sonic screwdriver, please, Jeremy.
Do you mean this?
Yes, that's the one, then. Yeah, plug in the soldering arm, will you, Roger? We could spend an eternity searching. I mean, TARDIS will take us to the right neck of the woods and then home in on Paragon using this and her cyclotelemeter.
And what's that?
That? It's the head of a dog, to coin a phrase. Or rather, the non-dog. I was abstracted it when the professor wasn't looking. Give me the soldering arm, will you, please, Jeremy? Good chap. Look, Brigadier, if you can't find anything useful to do, may I suggest you go and ring Freeth and try putting the fear of God, or alternatively, the United Nations, into him?
I don't think you've thought this through, Mr. Tragen.
Really? Do tell me.
Well, you said that I would be an embarrassment to you on Paragon. Well, wouldn't a corpse?
A mouthing, white-faced creature scared literally out of her wits?
Yes! Wouldn't one of those be even more embarrassing for you?
This is your first time in space, Miss Smith?
No. Yes.
Oh, it's very big, you know. And our garbage disposal system is very efficient. But I do appreciate your concern, believe me.
How can you be so inhuman?
No, but that's exactly what I am. I'm not remotely human. To be precise, I'm barely humanoid, unlike my friend Chairman Freeth and his compatriots. Would you like to see what my face really looks like underneath this?
First Chairman Tragen.
Ready when you are, Creston. I'm more than ready. Eager.
No, it's... I've got Chairman Freeth for you.
No, would you better put him through? Oh, and Creston.
Yes, sir?
Don't tell him about our guest.
I already have. Sorry, sir.
Never mind. Put him on. No, wait. Ask him to hold on. I shan't keep him a moment.
What are you...
I must apologize for cutting you short so impolitely. I'm sure you understand the necessity. Right, Creston?
What's going on, Tragen? Who have you got there?
Nobody of consequence, Chairman. A journalist. A professional busybody. Better out of everybody's way.
Is her name Smith? Sarah Jane Smith.
Why, yes, I believe it is. How did you know that?
Let me speak to her.
I'm afraid she's a little tied up at the moment.
Up to your old tricks, are you? Well, I'm sorry to spoil your fun, but I've just had a call from the Brigadier. He claims to know that you have Miss Smith on board. I denied all knowledge of you. And your deliciously disgusting doings, of course. But since we are the goodies at the moment, it might be as well if she were to remain, intacta, so to speak.
He's seen the guards.
Pity. Very well, keep her incommunicado, but safe. She's more useful to us alive and well. The situation has changed now that we know the Doctor isn't dead.
But, Chairman, I...
You're greedy, Tragen. Do you know that?
I do. I am.
Don't worry. Once the hue and cry has died down, you can have her back.
Oh, can't you get a move on, Doctor?
Huh?
I did my best with Freeth, but even if he was lying, it seems that he has no way of getting in touch with Tragen.
If they're into hyperspace or out the other side, that's perfectly true, of course.
Does that mean we can't catch them after all? I mean, what about Sarah?
Oh, don't worry. TARDIS has a trick worth two of that up her sleeve. By doubling back in the time vortex, she can effectively start before Tragen. We can be on Paracon, waiting for him to arrive.
But what about the limitation thingamy? I thought you told me
what, the Blinovid limitation effect? Or that only prevents her taking us back into our own past. Really, Brigadier, I sometimes think you have a very shaky grasp of the special theory of relativity. Right, that should do it. Jeremy, bring the tools, will you?
But I thought you were going in a rocket thingy. I mean, that's only an old police phone box.
Wait till you get inside.
Right, that's the way. Quickly now. I'm going to close the doors.
I see. I mean, it's bigger on the inside than it is on the...
Look, what are you doing in here, boy?
Why are you asking me to bring the tools?
Yes, well, it's too late now. I've activated the coordinates. You'll have to come too.
Is there any reason why you should keep me tied up?
We shall soon be through the hyperspace and touching down on Paracon. Of course, if you were to give me your word...
I presume that we shan't be landing at your equivalent to Heathrow.
I have my own facilities in my own backyard, I think you would call it.
Fortress Tragen, with a nice selection of hungry beasties roaming the grounds?
Well, I might almost think you'd been there.
I'll give you my word, all right. I don't know what your game is, but you're evil through and through. And I give you my word that I'll go on fighting you to the end, whatever that might be.
The brave ones are always so much more rewarding. When at last they break, the extremity of their fear resonates like the shriek of a thousand out-of-tune violins.
How can I bear to wait?
Are we there?
We are. On the other side of that door, according to Mr. Freeth, we shall find a paradise. A paradise called Paracon. Of course, it rather depends on your definition of paradise. You ready, Brigadier?
Ready, Doctor.
Then here goes.
I can't see much.
Get down!
No!
Everybody all right?
I've got a mouth full of mud.
Paradise, Doctor.
Keep your heads down! You want to get killed? Who are you? What are you doing here?
Is this Paracon?
What?
This planet. What's its name?
Just landed, have you? No, this isn't Paracon. May the Great Spirit cast it into the everlasting pit of serpents. This is Blestino.
What did he say? This isn't paradise, Brigadier. Isn't even Paracon. TARDIS has brought us to the wrong place.